Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is publicly acknowledging the likelihood of a tax increase for city residents. Brown told WIVB Thursday there is, quote, a possibility the city will raise taxes. The comment follows extensive reporting earlier this week from WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick on Buffalo's widening budget deficit. According to Greg Szymanski of the city controller's office, a projected extra $23 million will flow out of the city's coffers between now and the end of the fiscal year, which was not previously budgeted for. While members of the Common Council have been discussing the city's financial difficulties, the mayor had been quiet on the topic prior to yesterday. Brown says there has been a cost increase in, quote, every single expense of the government. More on the city of Buffalo's financial situation can be found at WBFO.org. An Orleans County animal shelter will upgrade its facilities with the help of an influx of state funding. According to the governor's office, $51,000 from the New York State Companion Animal Capital Fund will go to Paw of Orleans County. The Albion-based animal shelter will use the funding to replace cat kennels, upgrade dog enclosures, and replace a heat pump. Instituted in 2017, the Companion Animal Capital Fund has allocated over $33 million. And a portion of the thruway through Chautauqua County will close at 5 this afternoon as workers conduct an emergency bridge repair. The eastbound section of the thruway will be closed from exit 60 to exit 59 through tomorrow morning. The Niagara County Sheriff's Office informing us this morning of a structure fire that has closed some roads in North Tonawanda. Right now, Oliver Street closed between Wheatfield Street and Summer Street in the city of North Tonawanda due to that structure fire. Seneca Nation officials are calling for change following the release of untreated raw sewage into the Allegheny River. Two releases were reported Wednesday as heavy rains forced overflows at the city of Olean Wastewater Treatment Plant, with an estimated 186,000 gallons of sewage flowing into the river. In a lengthy statement, Seneca Nation President Ricky Armstrong Sr. outlined previous cases when sewage was released into the river, which is a source of drinking water for the southern tier and parts of Pennsylvania. Armstrong says the Seneca Nation has offered to assist the city of Olean in securing grants to upgrade their treatment facility, but that offer has been declined. There's a new leader of the New York State Police Force. Yesterday, Albany lawmakers confirmed Stephen G. James as the 18th superintendent in the history of the New York State Police Force. James has served in many capacities inside the police force, most recently as deputy superintendent of employee relations. He's also served as an assistant deputy superintendent, staff inspector, major, captain, lieutenant, senior investigator, sergeant, investigator, and trooper. He holds degrees from SUNY Albany and a master's in public administration from Marist College.
This live stream of WBFO is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, we can do better, and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Musical Fair has cleared another hurdle toward getting Musical Fair Theater in Amherst Central Park. The town has approved the expenditure, and Musical Fair will be moving to a new $10 million, 15,000 square foot building in Amherst.
And anyone who's attended a Musical Fair performance recently has been treated to a nice talk from Randall Kramer, their artistic and executive director. It sounds marvelous. It will still be intimate as the current theater is, but better seating all around. Of course, state-of-the-art facility.
And very smart on the part of the town. I recall when I first arrived in Buffalo, Lancaster had just done the refurbishment of the Lancaster Opera House, which had not been used for decades for anything but storage. And I think Lancaster is rather glad they did it. It's something to know when you're planning a town's investments. Prices don't go down. I think that if you look at Lancaster today, people could not imagine that town without that opera house packed with people coming from all over Erie County every weekend, you and me included, eating at the Yelling Goat before we leave and all of that. It's a great investment in the town. And Musical Fair is among the small independent theaters, arguably the most fully professional, the largest subscription audience. It's been around for decades. Very stable.
However, of course, there are always going to be naysayers because this new theater coincides with an increase in the taxes out in Amherst, and a lot of people are conflating the two and blaming one on the other.
Well, some people, yeah. The timing was really unlucky. This has been in the works for years, and I think some of this is misconstrued. I've read, you know, why are they building a theater for a private entity? This is not a private entity. You know, that would be the Buffalo Bills for whom we build a stadium, you know. This is a not-for-profit 501c3. Musical Fair does not own the building. The town owns the building. Musical Fair is the resident. And they're, you know, why is it rent-free? Well, they're paying a nominal sum, nominal. But they are expected to come up with one-third of the construction cost. Musical Fair will have to come up with over $3 million to help build a building that they will not even own. I think that's pretty shrewd on the part of Amherst. And Amherst gets this fabulous cultural attraction.
And let's be honest, I mean, that's how you build a community. You build a community not just by inviting businesses. Businesses require employees. Employees look for a quality of life wherever they're living. And certainly Amherst has a great quality of life, and it'll be just so much better with this wonderful new theater. So it is, in its own way, an economic driver.
Right. And it's not unusual. Shays does not own Shays. Alleyway does not own Alleyway. The city of Buffalo does, and so on. So last week we talked about the upcoming Shays season, which is, of course, entirely predictable based on what was last year's Broadway season. So you and I were poking around looking at the upcoming Broadway season, saying, oh, what's going to be coming our way?
Well, there are a bunch of revivals. Surprisingly, it's been a while since we've seen Our Town, The Wiz, Sunset Boulevard, although O'Connell and Company did a version of that recently, Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death, and Cabaret, just to name a few. So I would imagine one or two of those might be coming our way.
Well, Cabaret would seem likely. Our Town depends who. Last time I saw Our Town on Broadway, Paul Newman. I guess he won't be touring.
That's true. And usually straight plays such as Our Town don't tour as opposed to musicals. But a couple of years ago, we did get To Kill a Mockingbird. So fingers crossed for Thornton Wilder's Our Town.
And we got it with Richard Thomas. I think that, you know, the difference is that was on its way to Washington. So you can get a star going in, but a star on Broadway does not mean the star will tour. In fact, they typically don't. Once they've done a Broadway stint, they're done. Ethel Merman, she did all that Annie Get Your Gun. I'm not going out on the road. Mary, you take it. Mary Martin went out on the road. Some of these shows have big, big stars in them.
Well, certainly marquee movie actors who probably won't be coming to Buffalo, let's be honest.
No.
Eddie Redmayne, Rachel McAdams, Jessica Lange, Jim Parsons, Steve Carell, Julia Margulies, and one I think I'd love to see, Denzel Washington with Jake Gyllenhaal as Othello and Iago. Wow.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if they toured? Cornell toured, but she wasn't a movie star. Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe, who, Harry Potter, everyone, now best known as a stage actor. He's done remarkable work on Broadway now, Merrily We Roll Along, but he had done Equus and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Does not tour. So, and the new Broadway shows, they're starting as soon as this week. The Outsiders opens this week, and we'll try to keep people informed of exciting developments on The Great White Way.
And speaking of Shays, Mamma Mia starts next Tuesday.
For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.